So we've started a new year, and now it's time for all the award shows to happen. We have on television. Tonight, actually, is the Golden Globes for the film and television. And soon after, this month, is the Producers Guild Awards. The Screen Actor Awards follow that. In February, we have the Directors Guild of America Awards, the Grammy Awards for music, the Writers Awards, and then the Oscars. Later on, we'll have the People's Choice Awards and the Tony Awards. I'm going to stop right there, but if you want a complete list of the awards in the entertainment industry, you can Google it. It goes on for pages. I really wonder if there's any other industry that is so self-absorbed and so self-praising, awarding themselves all kinds of things, as the entertainment industry. I mean, stardom and self-glorification and self-promotion are the basis of this industry. And not only do they spend millions of dollars praising each other for all the great work that they do in the industry, but then there are shows that lead up to it. If you've been watching anything, right, that it's coming, and who are the nominees? And then the dresses that they're all going to wear, and who's who on that night. And then, tomorrow morning, if you watch the Today Show or Good Morning America, it's all over there, and they're going to go through all the winners again, and they're going to talk about it on the talk shows all day tomorrow. The American culture just eats all of this up. We follow the stars on Twitter, and then the social media, magazines, and the talk shows. I was thinking, it's too bad that we don't spend as much effort in the Teacher of the Year award or the Volunteer of the Year award, because these people really make a difference in other people's lives. But that is the world of being a star. And there are thousands more dreaming to become a star one day and be followed by millions of people. Today, as we celebrate Epiphany, we read about three wise men who watch the stars. They are, as we recall today, astronomers who study the stars. In the gospel, the star leads these people to the manger scene so that then they adore Jesus. And the star can be seen as a symbol of lighting the way to Christ. To follow this star means that you will be led to Jesus. And I can't help but see like that stark contrast between what we call stars today and the way the star was used in the gospel. The truth is that we are all called to be stars, but not stars that lead people to ourselves or to praise us, but that lead people to God. If you were to do some reflection, you know, during this time of the Epiphany, do some reflection on the stars in your life. Think about the people who have led you to God, to goodness, to the right, to what is holy and just in your life, who brought out the best in you, maybe members of your family or your parents or your children or some friend, who were not really self-serving, but selfless, who knew that it was not about them, but about the good of others. We could see that they are truly what make a difference in the world and in people's lives. I think the goal of every Christian is to be that star, to light the way to Christ. And this weekend, we're offering the message to rise up, as the deacon said at the beginning. And you'll see in the pews, at the end of the pews, these little cards, right? And in the bulletin, you'll see this sheet here that it kind of explains it. You get a chance to be a star, really, by offering the names of maybe people you know or yourself who are searching, looking for the way to faith. So many Catholics talk with people who ask questions about the faith, about God, about becoming Catholic or how to get their children baptized, ask information about annulments or having their marriage blessed, brought into the church. And in this way, for you to lead someone to Christ, to be a star and light the way for them, it could change their life forever and yours as well. The plan is that we will write a very kind and kind of inviting letter with the information that they're requesting and a way to contact us that we would help them in any way to have them have their spiritual needs met. But you know, the interesting is we need you. We need you who are out there. What I always say, you guys are out there on the front lines, right? With the secular world, with the places where you work, where you go shopping, the people you hang out with, at the sports places. You're out there on the front lines, and you're the one that's getting all kinds of questions about why you're even here on Sundays or your faith, maybe from even members of your own family. And we want to equip you with a way to light the way for them, to plant the seed, to be a star that points to Christ. So feel free to put the names in the basket or mail it in or bring it to the office or hand it to Deacon Dennis or any other staff member. And this way, we hope to reach out to them with only the love of Christ in our hearts. That's all. To help them in their search for Jesus and get whatever it is they have as questions answered in their own life. You know, it's so easy to take the light that we've been given by Jesus and hide it so that no one ever sees the way for themselves as well. But on this Feast of Epiphany, the call is to rise up, to let that light shine very high in the sky so that all can see their way. And hopefully, this would lead many to a deep faith in Christ for themselves and then change their life forever.